green by 21 points.
I love it. Go with the hot hand. It's been Obirsky most of this game, but Shane Ozentoski was the hot back in the second quarter, and it's been Colin Obirsky in the second half, and I don't blame him for trusting your young sophomore to get you 2 yards, and he got him 2.5. That's all you can ask. Now the Bearcats got to finish this drive with a score. They need one bad.
Probably has not scored. Stephen touchdown with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Hand off to Shane Ozentoski, breaks free of his first tackle, and he stood up at the 16-yard line. By the linebacking core of Iowa Reach after a 4-yard gain. Number 65, Dakota Deer and Mason Booms in on the stop. Game of 4, second down, 6 to go for probably 7 minutes and some change left here in regulation.
I know we've been calling his name a lot, but that's the 8th tackle for Dakota Deer in this game. Right? He takes the lead now in defensive tackles made by the Iowa Beach defense.
7 minutes on the dot now left here in the 4th quarter. 29 for Iowa Beach, probably with 8. Bearcats on offense on homecoming night from their own 16-yard line. They need 6 yards down all the way to about the 10.5-yard line for the first down. Wing T to the right and hand off to Shane Ozentoski. He tries to find that left gap. He gets down to about the 13-yard line. Kevin Buff on the ankle-bearing tackle for the Pirates. Middle linebacker, 5'11", 195-pound senior. 6.5 remains in the fourth.
Interesting play there. They take the wing T and they set it up to the right as they take the lead running back and put him over top the tight end. And they show a power situation to the right. Can you notice the adjustment Harvich makes? They actually switched to McGlinski. They put Evan, the older brother, bigger brother, on that side. And Ubley doesn't flinch at all. They run to the weak side. And good play there by Devin Puff to only allow a couple yards. 3rd down and 3.
They need to get down to the 11-yard line as they hand off to Obirsky. And he gets down all the way down to the 11-yard line, very close to the first down marker. Tackle made by number 65, Dakota Deer, with yet another tackle for the Pirates. That would be 9 on the night. 5 minutes, 45 seconds left. They're going to say 4th down and a yard to go from the 11-yard line. 5 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting here in regulation.
This drive is just favoring Iowa Beach way too much, taking way too long for the Bearcats. But if they do score, now it's, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, this is a very important fourth down, but looking ahead, they're going to have to attempt an onside kick to get themselves another possession.
This drive approaching 10 minutes so far, methodically marching down the field. On a 4th and a yard to go, they hand it off to Shane Ozentoski. He has it across the 10, all the way down to the 6-yard line for about a 4, maybe even 5-yard gain. It was pretty wild spot. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman for Howard Beach out of the secondary. 1st and a goal for the Bearcats now at the 7-yard line.
He's just such a load in there. He runs so hard. He's so big. And he looks like an offensive lineman carrying the football. And size-wise, he's probably the biggest guy on Ubley's team. And he runs with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and gets through that defensive line no problem. And as you said, gets an easy 4 on 4th and 1 when everybody knew it was going to be a run. Able to go through it anyways and get a much needed first down, and now very quickly Ubley needs to pick it up a little bit and get in the end zone.
1st and goal from the 7-yard line. Splitting the hash marks, Sweeney is under center. Hands it off to Obirsky. He falls forward across the 5, down to the 4-yard line to that right side of the line. Number 34 for the Iowa Beach Pirates, that'd be Elliot Seaman, a linebacker, makes the stop. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in regulation. Ubley slowly getting to the line of scrimmage here and the end zone line as well.
And that's for a young running back, it's very impressive. It's Colin Obirsky, again, had nothing there, but is able to use his energy and dive forward on a play where he knew he had nothing and get something. Gets a couple, maybe even 3 yards in a situation where he didn't have any coming. 4 minutes left to go in the 4th quarter. Iowa Reach still leads 29-8.
Sweeney hands off to Obirsky. He's trying to push that pile forward, and Iowa Reach stops him at the 2-yard line. On the mound of piles, a whole slew of jerseys led by middle linebacker Devin Puff for the Pirates.
Elliot Seaman not far behind to lead the charge there, but again, more time coming off the clock. Every play takes 30 seconds. We're down to 3.5 minutes to go in the game as Casey Sweeney just now getting to the huddle to tell his team to play.
Third and goal from the 2 yard line, less than 3.5, and they're finally coming up to the line of scrimmage. 29-8, Iowa Beach leads by 21 points. Probably knocking on the door for the second time tonight. Sweeney surveys the prairie, three men backfield. And off of Shane Ozentowski, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bearcats. 3:10 left in the fourth quarter. And Shane Ozentowski gets the Bearcats into the end zone for the second time tonight. It's now Iowa Beach 29, Ubley 14.
And a great drive by the Bearcats. It would be an excellent drive if it was the first half, but it's the second half. They took way too much time. The drive had to take 11 minutes or more, if I had to guess. But job well done. They got into the end zone. Now get the two-point conversion and recover an onside kick. That's what they're looking to do in back-to-back plays here.
83 yards, 11 minutes and 38 seconds on that drive for the Ubley Bearcats. Results in 6 points, and they're trying to make it 8. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in this ball game, and it's now a 15-point game, trying to make this 13 with a successful two-point conversion. Same formation, swinging at quarterback. Willis was right. Looking to pass. That's a fly, and it's nearly intercepted. The pass incomplete. Dylan Keener was there to break that one up. So it's 3:10 left. It's still a 15-point ball game, 29-14. How are we sleeping right here on the WLW Sports Network?
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Services Sebring, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
3 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Probably scores for the second time tonight. Two-point conversion is no good. So it's now a 29-14 ball game between Iowa Beach and Ubley. So far, it's been a dry night, as our on-staff meteorologist here, Dwight Gosch, was always at this radar for us. Looks like the rain is holding to our south here a little bit. So far, we had some rain in the pregame, but we still had an internet signal. And it's been dry ever since. 3:10 remains in regulation. Dave Hansen, that last drive, over 11 minutes for the Ubley Bearcats. They clearly, that's their bread and butter. We've seen them do it for year after year. Unfortunately, it's just a little bit too late, and there's not enough time left.
Yeah, and Fred just said it was a good drive, maybe even a great drive, but not excellent. It took way too long. You want that drive to be in 5 or 6 or 7 minutes. I don't remember the total. What did you say it was 11?
11:38.
I figured it was over 11 minutes anyways, and they needed to cut that in half to prolong this game. Instead, they did what Hunter Beach wants to do and run the clock out.
And they go for the scrim kick. It's brought in at the 40-yard line by Dylan Keener on special teams. So they avoid the onside kick there and avert any potential turnover. Iowa Beach with a short field, a 60-yard field to work with at their own 40-yard line. We'll take over on offense with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left.
Yeah, not able to recover. It went a little further and straighter than they wanted. They wanted more of an angled kick, something that's going to bounce a little more. Instead, it just kind of skipped and glanced and right into the arms of Dylan Kadar, and he does a great job of getting to the ground and covering that thing up. He could probably play the infield for the baseball team, I would think. He did a good job.
3:10 left in the fourth quarter, and Iowa Beach spun things out, two wide to the left, one to the right. Quarterback in the shotgun, and it's going to be Anderson on the keeper. Cuts back inside, and he's ripped down by Carson Holeski at the 43-yard line after a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7 as the clock continues to roll down here. 2:55 left in regulation.
It looked like, again, Michael Anderson was going to explode again, but Carson Holeski absolutely says no and makes a stop after a very short gain of 2, maybe 3, depending on the spot. But here's where the time rolls, and Coach Sweeney now with a timeout gone. He's only got 2 left. He's hoping his defense can force a 3-and-out situation.
Second down, 7 to go, 2.5 to play. Same formation except this flipping the field. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left, working off the left hash. Anderson at quarterback. And off to Devin Puff around the right end. Has positive yards, has the first down. Dragging his defenders all the way down to the 39-yard line. from the 43 to Howard territory for an 18-yard gain. Tackle made by Levi Borowski. He sold the other Bearcats. 2:12 left in the fourth quarter, and Devin Puff, a big run for the senior.